Good evening. It's good to see everybody out this evening. And I want to tell you guys that we had an awesome time at the youth rally. It was very beneficial to our kids and beneficial to us as well. Just good to see that brothers and sisters from all over can come meet together at any time. It was just a good time that we have. I want to thank the elders for allowing us to go on that trip yesterday and Friday as well. Like I said, we just had a wonderful time, and singing was great, and everything was awesome. This evening, I want us to talk about completely committed. Being completely committed. And if you would, turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19, this is talking about the rich young ruler. Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 22. Matthew 19, verses 16 through 22. And someone came to him and said, "Teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may obtain eternal life?" And he said to him, "Why are you asking me about what is good? There is only one who is good. But if you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." Then he said to him, "Which ones?" And Jesus said, "You shall not commit murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness." Verse 19, "Honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All these things I have kept. What am I still lacking?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be complete, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." And then verse 22, "But when the young man heard this statement, he went away grieving, for he was one who owned much property." You know, in 1976, in the Summer Olympics, Shun Fujimoto competed in team gymnastics for Japan. There was a quest for gold medal there. Well, he suffered a broken right knee in floor exercise. But that injury did not stop him. It did not stop him. He did a triple somersault twist in his dismount, and he did that with a broken right knee. And then later he was asked about his feet, about, you know, what he went through there. He said, "The pain shot through me like a knife, brought tears to my eyes. But you know what? He has a gold medal, and the pain is gone." He went through it, and he got through it, and he was just fine. And he, you know, but he was committed. He could have stopped. There's so many things that stop us from doing what we need to do. In Rome, you know, like I said, sometimes we give up too easy. You know, we give up on ourselves and we give up on God. In Romans chapter 12, verse 11, Romans chapter 12, verse 11, "Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord." What is commitment? What is commitment? It's a pledge to fulfill an obligation, to obligate ourselves to a cause. And synonyms of this word is responsibility. It's a promise, a pledge, a vow, resolution, determination. So let's break this down here. The young ruler, the rich young ruler, was unwilling to be committed totally to the Lord, even though he asked the question what he must do, what he needed to do. God knows how committed we really are by our actions toward him. He knows that. So many times we're just like this rich young ruler. We might be only good enough in our own eyes. We're only good enough in our own eyes. We all fall short of the glory of God. And if we are being honest, most of us still lack something or something that we could improve in for the kingdom. We all have talents, and we could be using those talents for the kingdom. The church needs workers, and we need to find our roles. You know, back in the 90s, you know, most of us probably remember the Chicago Bulls. Of course, like I say, one of my favorite players of all time, Michael Jordan, won 6 championships. But the last championship that he won, he had him and Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, all those right there, those three guys were the only ones really talked about. But there were also guys like Bill Winnington, Judd Bushler, Luke Longley, those guys like that. They were all part of the team. They had roles. They would not. They went 72-10 during the regular season. At that time, that was one of the best regular season records. Well, and then went on and went 15-3 in the playoffs and won the championship. You know, and that's the best. They went 87-13 overall. That was the best winning percentage ever. Those guys that I was just talking about, Bill Winnington, Judd Bushler, and Luke Longley, they were still part of the team. Without those guys, they would not have won that championship. It took everybody, and everybody had their role. They had a role. And the church is just the same way. We all have a role in this, in the church. It's up to us to find that role. Everyone, like I said, every one of us are important to God, and we must work together so we can bring others to the kingdom. Being committed to God isn't just one day, it's not a one day a week kind of thing. It's an everyday task. Where is our commitment? Is it lacking something? Are you looking to better yourself each and every day? And that's something that we all should be doing, is looking to better ourselves each and every day. You know, the rich young ruler was sorrowful in Matthew 19 and verse 21 there. You know, he told him what he said, what else am I lacking? He said, sell what you possess. And he basically didn't like what he heard. Sell what you possess and give to the poor. But he knew that he had a lot. He had great possession. You know, our commitment must be absolute. Our commitment must be absolute. In Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 through 37. Matthew 10, verses 34 through 37. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and daughter against his mother, against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Verse 36, and a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Now, verse 38 and 39, and whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. This is what being committed is all about. You know, we can love our fathers and our mothers and sons and daughters, but we must love God more than them. God, you know, next thing is, God does not want us to be lukewarm. God does not want us to be lukewarm. In Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 through 16. Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 through 16. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea, write the words of this, amen, the faithful and true witnesses, the beginning of God's creation. Verse 15, I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. This is how Jesus feels about not being fully committed. The next thing I want to talk about this evening, my commitment depends on no one but me. My commitment depends on no one but me. In Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 12, Proverbs 9 and verse 12, if you are wise for yourself, you alone will bear it. Also in Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 30. Jeremiah 31 verse 30. But everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Each man who eats sour grapes, his teeth shall be set on edge. And then Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20. Ezekiel 18, verse 20. The soul who sins shall die. The son shall not suffer for the iniquity of the father, nor the father suffer the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself. We are responsible for our own actions and for our commitment to God. We are responsible for that. Now, the next thing I want to discuss this evening is inexcusable excuses will not work. Let's consider Moses. Moses is one to make excuses. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 11. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?" This is what he told God. He spoke to God. This is what he told God. He was trying to get out of it. Are we like that? Do we try to get out of things that we need to do? Are we trying to wiggle our way out? It's easy to think that we're not good enough. Or to let someone else do it. In Exodus chapter 4 and verse 10. Exodus chapter 4 and verse 10. But Moses said to the Lord, "Oh my Lord, I am not eloquent either in the past or since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and of tongue." Like I said, he was trying to get out of it. And if we don't continue to teach others about the gospel and show them what needs to be done in the kingdom, there won't be a future for the church. Our churches will start dying out and the doors will close. And what a sad day that will be. Something we need to think about. That is something we need to think about. The church needs committed workers. We need committed workers. Now let's consider Jeremiah. Let's look at Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. "Then I said, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am only a youth, for to all to whom I send you, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak." And then verse 8, "Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord." That had to put Jeremiah at ease. And I think the same thing goes for us today. The Lord is with us. When we speak to someone, the Lord is with us. We have his word, and we need to use God's word. Gideon. Let's talk about Gideon. In Judges chapter 6, verses 15 and 16. Judges chapter 6, verses 15 and 16. "And he said to them, please, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." Verse 16. Again here, the Lord said to him, "But I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midianites as one man." Again, the Lord was with Gideon. Let's talk about the slothful now. In Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 13. Proverbs 22 verse 13. "The sluggard says, there is a lion outside. I shall be killed in the streets. Being lazy will not be acceptable." The one talent man that's talked about in the Bible, the one talent man, he hid his talent and did nothing with it. He was considered wicked and lazy. In Matthew chapter 25, verses 44 and 45, then this is those... We need to seek out those that need. Those that need do not see the need. And this is where this comes in. Matthew 25, verses 44 and 45. "Then they also will answer, saying, Lord, When did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. You know, that's really just something to think about. When we see a need, we must do something about that need. Let's talk about things I am to be committed. Things to which I am to be committed. Well, number one, we need to be committed to God. We need to be committed to God. John chapter 14, verse 15. John 14, verse 15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Also, Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 and 38. Matthew 22, verses 37 and 38. And he said to them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest and first command. Next thing this evening, things that I am to be committed. Truth. In Titus chapter 2 and verse 1, Titus chapter 2 verse 1, but as for you, teach what accords with sound doctrine. With sound doctrine. We must teach the truth. All aspects of the truth that's in the Bible, we must teach it all. We must be committed to our brethren. We must be committed to our brethren. In Matthew 22, verse 39. Matthew 22 and verse 39. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Another thing that we must be committed to is our families. We must be committed to our families. And if you would, turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. And let's look at verses 22 through 25. Galatians 5, verse 22 through 25. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Verse 25, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. So we must be committed to our families. And then the last thing I want to talk about this evening, we must be committed to purity and holiness. To purity and holiness. In James chapter 1, verse 27. James 1, verse 27. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world. So the question tonight: are we truly committed to the things that we should be? Are we truly committed to the things that we should be? If not, only you can change that. Only you can change that. The lesson is yours tonight. If you haven't become a child of God, if you haven't been totally committed, or whatever your need is, if you haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you've fallen away and you want to come back, whatever your need is, go ahead and let your needs be known as we stay.